Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Type 1 diabetes. Almost 3 million Americans have it. And there's new research led by the Harvard School of Public Health that shows promise in a new way to help prevent it. They've found a disease process that can be targeted with naturally occurring molecules to help prevent the disease. It's a certain molecular pathway that contributes to the malfunction of insulin-producing pancreatic cells. They found a chemical intervention can help these cells function and survive. They say this study is exciting because it suggests that improving the function of these cells before onset of the disease could reduce the incidence of type 1 diabetes. And now let's switch to talk about research in type 2 diabetes. The list of complications from type 2 diabetes is long. Vascular and heart disease, eye problems, nerve damage, kidney disease, hearing problems, and Alzheimer's disease. Physicians have long thought of osteoporosis as another outcome. Now, based on a Mayo Clinic study published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, that's confirmed. You can definitely add skeletal problems to that list. Here's Dr. Sandeep Khosla.
It couldn't be assessed until very recently, where we now had access to this new technology, which allows you to measure the material properties of bone in live humans. And so our ability to assess that really led to these findings that patients with diabetes, in fact, have worse mechanical properties of bone or bone material properties, which would increase their risk of fracture.
And now let's talk about uncontrolled high blood pressure. It's a problem, and rates are on the rise even though there are treatments out there that can work. Now, it's estimated that 1 in 3 Americans have it, and it increases your risk of things like heart attack and stroke. According to a science advisory board from the American Heart Association, collaborative approaches can be effective in fighting this deadly disease. They're putting out a call to action for healthcare systems and providers to work in closer partnership with patients in hope of getting better blood pressure control for all patients. They say arming healthcare providers, health systems, and communities with proven tools is essential to reducing the burden of cardiovascular risk. And finally, just because summer's long gone doesn't mean you should forget to wear sunscreen, because you can still get sun damage and sunburn. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows avoiding sunburn is the top reason for using sunscreen, while forgetting to apply it is the most common reason for not using it. So, if you're out, don't forget your sunscreen. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.